one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Hello, Darren.
we've realized that in today's world, you can't just clock in and clock out and do the job that's just in front of you and then go home. Most people nowadays expect you to add value beyond your current job.
Right.
Tell me about that.
So, you know, many years ago, we knew that all you had to do was you had a job description and you kept it next to your desk because you wanted to make sure you were doing your job properly. But if anybody asked you to do anything else, you'd say, well, that's not my job.
Yeah, I lick the envelopes.
Yes.
I do not source the
stamps. This is what I do. So don't ask me to go collect the envelopes from the storeroom. Don't ask me to go to the post office and post them because that's someone else's job. I take what needs to go into the envelope. I lick it. I seal it.
And I put it
in the outbox.
I do that for 8 hours and I go home.
For 8 hours, 5 days a week, 20 years. So what we're saying is that's all you needed to do a long time ago. And if we were being facetious, you were also okay as long as you were on the right side of the boss. So that's all you needed to do. The world has become so competitive, and we use a term called VUCA. So volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. And it is a term that was coined by the American military, and it found its way into the business lingo.
That's weird. That sounds like such a Zulu word.
Yeah.
What are the Americans doing making up Zulu words?
VUCA, VUCA. Well, the Zulu one would have come with a K, so they put a C to make sure you understood. Yeah. So because we live in such a VUCA world, companies require of people more than just doing what the job description says you should do. They require you, everybody, coming together when there's a crisis, when this VUCA world is doing what it's very good at, and that's being volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. It requires employees that will say, how else can I help? What can I do? So if you're going to see the world around you go VUCA for your company, and you put your head down and you say, not my problem, I lick stems. You know, where's Zane? Where's Bonnie? You know, they should go deal with it.
Yeah. If you add disruptive
no longer,
then you've been VUCA'd.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you are no longer relevant to today's business environment. Today's business environment is about, for starters, being in, you know, I mentioned squad teams where there will be a group of 7 or 8 people given a specific project. And it might be project deal with the grumpy ex-employee who's, you know, making, you know, defamatory remarks about the company. It may be we have a new radio station that has come or is coming. We need a war game. We need to up our game. So there's a team of people who are doing this. What do? You take people from marketing, you take people from sales, you take people who understand the studio. You put together multi-functional teams. And so people are now, you can't say, well, what's that got to do with me? I lick stems. Why should I care if there's a competitor, someone else must deal with it? You bring in your skills to help the company to achieve its objective, whatever the objective are. And so the versatility and the agility that is required of people today says that you need to be adding value outside of your comfort zone, outside of the job that your job description says you should do. You need to be the kind of person who will see that extra hands are needed. So for instance, you don't talk about being a retailer. You know, we're not a filling station. We're a retailer. And that's why when they started to define themselves as retailers rather than filling stations, they thought, oh, what does a retailer do? You sell petrol, but you can also sell food. You can also sell airtime. You can, you know, once you change the definition of who you are, it opens up. So,
Well,
and that opens up a whole kind of things, you know. People
will start at the basics. young children, what do you want to do? Problem solver or make problems?
Yeah.
Because sometimes problem makers are also good.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of creativity comes from
they get you to think about other ways to do it.
Okay. You'll find joy and value if you find out that you can add value outside of your parameters of work. I like this one. Thank you, Hixo.
Excellent. Thank you, Derek.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.